if there's one place you'd rather be than Club Marconi, and there's not many this morning.
Not this morning, no.
Maybe it's Estadio Metropolitano.
Can you imagine?
In Madrid.
Can you imagine?
A man who's a regular guest on this program, Glenn Schofield, who's usually giving us a hard time about South Africa. I reckon he's going to be very quiet about the cricket. Maybe
well,
not.
He can talk about Liverpool, though.
Maybe not about the football. Glenn Schofield is over in Madrid. G'day, Glenn.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, wow. Well, we've had incredible scenes here at Club Marconi in Sydney's West. Can you tell us, can you paint the picture? What was it like in Madrid?
Oh, look, it's pretty much indescribable. You've got to be here to experience all this. We got in on Thursday, sort of lunchtime, and it's been non-stop singing, dancing, partying, jovial, people that you've never seen before just stopping and talking about the game and, you know, what's going to happen and hoping for a good result. And jeepers, wasn't it a great game, great result. And yeah, the stadium went wild, really. It was unbelievable to experience this.
Glenn, take us back, because I know I've been talking to you the last couple of weeks and you're trying to work out how you could logistically get over there, but thanks to your children Whitney and Chad, they made it happen.
Yeah, they did. I was obviously trying to search online to get some tickets, and Chad was, you know, obviously dragging his heels and saying, oh, he wasn't sure if he was going to come or wasn't come, but I think between the two of them, they hatched the plan, and yeah, thank goodness they got the tickets, and we're here, and it's fantastic to be here.
Yeah. Fair enough, too. They had to look after you, Glenn. They've got to make sure that, you know, that they get things handed down.
You can't say things like that.
That's what. No, you get to your age, Glenn, they got to look after you, you know.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, I've got to have someone to look after me.
That's right. Where were you sitting?
I've been struggling to look after myself the last couple of days, and I'll tell you.
We don't want to know, Glenn. We don't want to know. Were you sitting amongst the Liverpool supporters? It was clear. I was listening to the broadcast as I was coming out here. There was 16,500 tickets given to each club, but clearly half the stadium was supporting Tottenham, the other half Liverpool. Were you amongst Liverpool supporters?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you think it was half Liverpool and half Spurs, you're mistaken. To be here, there was at least twice as many Liverpool supporters as there were Spurs. Yeah, when the stadium, obviously after the final whistle, when the stadium emptied, and obviously the losers were going home, and the Reds fans stayed, it was still two-thirds full. So yeah, an amazing. We were amongst Liverpool supporters. I don't think it mattered really much where you were, unless you were behind the goal of the Tottenham end. There were Liverpool fans everywhere.
Hey Glenn, English football sometimes gets a bad rap, particularly in Europe. Two English teams, how have the supporters been leading up to the game, and particularly now the result's gone Liverpool's way?
Oh, look, I haven't seen any drama. People from all over Europe, I suppose all over the world, but mostly, of course, I presume Liverpool. But it seems to, what we've seen, it seems to have been pretty painless and hassle-free.
Yeah, well, I think we're all a little bit jealous. We love being at Club Marconi, but we know where we'd rather be. Enjoy the night, Glenn. Incredible result for the team that you support. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be there, and we'd really appreciate you giving us a call here at the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yeah, no problem. You rang the phone as I got off the phone for my wife. Phone was ringing. Just answered it. It was your receptionist or lady getting us on So, we're about to jump on the train and head back into the city, so better let you go.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, by the way, Glenn, did you happen to catch a cricket score from Thursday night?
We've lost him.
How appropriate. He's done that on purpose, Schofield. Yeah. Well done. He's very, very good on that.